You just put in a new what? New.
New bulb.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. When you carry the wash out to hang it on the line, you carry it in what? In a
clothes basket.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say if you had a bottle and some liquid in it, and you didn't want it to spill out, and you lost a cap, what would you put in it there?
Cork stopper.
Mm-hmm. Cork stopper, both the same thing.
Why not? Right now, a lot of time I use this real aluminum wrap to cover up something. You know,
mm-hmm.
If
I want to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever remember a musical instrument? Sometimes that children would play, they put it to the mouth. And
yeah, the harp.
The harp. You ever hear that one called anything?
Mouth organ.
Mouth organ. Still the same thing.
Yeah.
What about one that's held between your teeth? It like that. You ever see that?
You know, I don't remember what they call it, but I don't remember what they call that thing.
Did you ever hear it called Jew's harp?
Yeah. Sure have.
Yeah, my daddy had one of those. I didn't knock my teeth out with it.
Uh-huh.
When I was five.
I play. I used to sell them at the dime store all the time.
What would you? And the thing you would pound nails with, you call that just a
hammer.
Okay.
And a ball peen hammer and a claw hammer.
What's the difference between those two?
A ball peen has got a round head on one end and then a flat head to drive your nail. And a claw hammer got them two claws to pull a nail out if you drive it in crooked.
Yeah, that's pretty useful to me.
Yeah.
Let's see. We talked just a minute ago about horses and buggies and so forth. Did you ever know anybody or any of your family own horse and buggy, anything like that?
I thought that was all for my time.
Next question, a few questions I'll ask you then may not be things that you'll be familiar with. What do you call the long wooden piece between the horses? You hitched up two horses?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't know what they call it.
You ever
yoke?
You ever hear it called a tongue?
Yeah, I heard that one.